And usually at this time on a Friday afternoon, Premier Alan Windey joins John. He wasn't available to chat today, but I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Sari Karim. He's the chairperson and chief director general in the Western Cape Department of Health. Sari, thank you for joining us this afternoon. How are things?
Good afternoon. Yes, we're definitely on our way towards completely exiting the third wave. We think that by the 27th of September, in fact, we hope that we would have officially exited the third wave completely. So if we're looking at the cases are reducing quite significantly. Our active cases at the moment is just over 14,000. Our proportion positive sitting roughly at around 15%. And on a daily basis, we see far lower cases than we have for quite a while. At the moment, we see roughly about 1,000 new cases on a daily basis. And if you remember, at the peak, we were seeing over 3,500 new cases on a daily basis. And even it's encouraging because even our hospital admissions are reducing quite significantly. Our daily admissions are sitting currently at 170. And at the peak, we were seeing about 362 daily admissions to hospital. So, yeah, we definitely, the numbers are reducing quite significantly now.
I was lucky enough to be at that concert of gratitude this week at Groot Schuur Hospital that was put on by the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra. Just beautiful. And just before it started, the CEO of the hospital, Dr. Bhavna Patel, reflected that there were, I think it was around 130 people in bed in that hospital at the moment with COVID, which is certainly still a high number, but a lot less than it was in the past few weeks.
Definitely. And I mean, if I look across the whole of the province, public and private sector, we've got about 2,400 people admitted in hospital at the moment. So the numbers of even hospital admissions are reducing significantly. Of course, it does mean it allows us the capacity then to escalate our non-COVID admissions, like the surgical procedures that might have been postponed and medical care that might have been postponed. It allows us to bring those patients back into our facilities again. So hospitals generally remain busy, but they're also now obviously bringing the non-COVID cases back to hospital again.
So a bit more normality then returning to the hospitals. But this wave has been exceptionally long, Sadiq. I mean, the healthcare workers must be completely broken and exhausted.
It's been a tiring wave. It really has been. I've previously described it as a stubborn wave at the peak because you know, it took long before we got to this point. It hovered. If you remember, we had this long, sustained increase. It hovered there for longer than we would have liked it, and then eventually started reducing. Healthcare workers, definitely, I mean, they are fatigued. It's been the third wave, and remembering it's the same team of people who also have to make sure that we vaccinate the population in the province, that over 2.5 million people, 2.5 million vaccines that have been administered. It's the same team of people that must also make sure we care for the non-COVID and the ill and the trauma. So yes, the healthcare workers are tired and quite fatigued.
Now, I hate to even go there, dare I say it. What are we expecting as far as the fourth wave?
Yes, we're holding our breath. We are pushing, that's why we're pushing very hard with the vaccination campaign, as you might know. In terms of the fourth wave, probably around November, December, we will be expecting that fourth wave. But look, a lot of it is going to depend upon how fast and hard we can push the vaccination, about people's behavior and the behavior over the next coming weeks, remembering that we're heading towards that time of the year when there's quite a lot of social activity that will probably happen. So we're hoping that the vaccination will really blunt that fourth wave significantly. It just has to.
Sadiq, is it inevitable? Is it completely unavoidable that we will have another wave?
We think so, yes. All predictions are that we will not have vaccinated sufficient proportion of the population by November, December in order to completely avoid a fourth wave. So we predictions are that by November, December, we will be entering a fourth wave. But yeah, I mean, it depends a lot on how fast, the size of the wave will depend on how hard we can and fast we can vaccinate the population.
And looking at the vaccination numbers, what is the uptake currently like?
Yeah, so we've, as I say, we've just administered just over 2.5 million vaccines. And I like to look at the proportion of population that represents. So that's in the Western Cape, that's about just over 36% of the population that are eligible over 18 have received at least one dose, and those fully vaccinated at just over 22%. So we're pushing hard. The target that we're trying to reach is at least 70% of the 50-plus age cohort who are fully vaccinated, and at least 70% of the 18 to 49 age cohort with at least one dose. So that's the target that we're trying to reach. So we're still a long way away from the target. But the one that obviously we worried a little bit about over the last few weeks is that we, in terms of the registrations and the vaccinations, is beginning to slow down a little. I mean, we've still got significant capacity. We can vaccinate over 50,000 people on a daily basis, and we're currently vaccinating around 40,000 on a daily basis. So we still have significant capacity.
Yeah, that's why I ask, because I have heard that the vaccination centers are emptier, the queues are shorter, and it takes, you know, much less time now to get vaccinated. And surely we should be really trying to ramp up efforts to get people in there.
Absolutely. So we, in fact, have what's been known countrywide as the Vuma Weekend. That's on from the 1st to the 3rd of October. And we're going to be opening all the vaccination sites. And we're really going to be trying to just do a major push over that weekend to try and get the vaccination numbers up. We're also doing lots of outreach. People might have seen that we've vaccinated some taxi operators recently. We're working in the SASSA queues. We're going wherever we can, wherever people congregate, to try and vaccinate and get the numbers up.
And Sadiq, lastly, are there any new variants that are on your radar that you're keeping close eyes on?
Yes, we are watching the C1.2 variant. It doesn't yet have its Greek name. I guess WHO will still allocate it its Greek name. The Delta variant is still obviously the dominant variant. But the C1.2, we are watching it. At this point, it's not a concern, a major concern in South Africa. The proportion of that variant as a proportion of the total genomes that have been sequenced is just under 3%. So it's not a major concern at the moment. And even in the Western Cape, we have noted in the sum of the genomes C1.2, but it's very small numbers.
Thanks for that very comprehensive update on this Friday afternoon, Dr. Sadiq Karim, the chairperson and chief director general in the Western Cape Department of Health.